Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment, Riyadu Salihin, and we are busy with hadith, but look at what it's pointing to. وَعَنْ عَبَّاسِ ابْنِ رَبِيعَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَعَنْ عَبَّاسِ ابْنِ رَبِيعَ قَالْ. So he was a tabi'i. And he says, قَالْ رَأَيْتُ عُمَرَ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. I saw Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يُقَبِّلُ الْحَجَرَ. He kissed the stone. يعني الأسود. So Hajr al-Aswad, as we know it to be. He kissed the Hajr al-Aswad on the Kaaba, the black stone. وَيَقُولُ, and he would say, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ حَجَرٌ مَا تَنْفَعُ وَلَا تَضُرُّ وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُقَبِّلُكَ مَا قَبَّلْتُكَ. He says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ حَجَرٌ. They understood that this is a stone, but they would address the stone, speaking to the stone. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, Inni a'lamu annaka al-hajara. The hadith is as follows. Inni a'lamu laka hajarun. I know that you are a stone. I know very well that verily you are a stone. Ma tanfa'u wa la tadurru. You can't benefit, you can't harm. You can't benefit, you can't harm. But why am I doing this then? You ask, O stone, why am I still coming forth to kiss you? وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُقَبِّلُكَ. If I did not see Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم kissing you, مَا قَبَّلْتُكَ, I would not have kissed you. I would have not kissed you. This comes in Bukhari, it comes in Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissed, therefore Umar radiallahu anhu was encouraged to kiss. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this, they followed his life so ardently. This is the lesson Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is drawing your attention, O listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, drawing your attention how ardently they followed the life of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine you are living in that era. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is standing there. It is Abbas ibn Rabi'ah. He says, Ra'aytu Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu yuqabbilu al-hajara. He would go kiss the Hajr al-Aswad, yani al-Aswad, wa yaqul. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying, Inni a'lamu annaka hajarun la tanfa'u wa la tadurru. I know that you are a stone, you can't benefit, you can't harm. Walawla anni ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqabbiluka. If it was not for the fact that I seen my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, ma qabbaltuka, I would have not kissed you also. But I saw him doing it, therefore I'm doing it. That is why I'm doing it. How many actions? Sit down now, take few minutes, ponder, introspect, and see how much of actions are we doing, and it is totally against the way of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is opposing Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle. How many actions? Now, once you have written down these actions, now let's see how we can take ourselves out of those actions and replace it. Do some sunnah. Do not some sunnah. Our entire life must come unto sunnah. Allah give us the tawfiq, the ability to embrace this life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And day by day we have to see, has my life come closer to sunnah, or has my life become barren of sunnah? And once one sunnah goes, slowly more just leaves you and leaves you and leaves you till you are a Western person now. Allah grant us the tawfiq, the understanding, the ability to practice. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.